You're listening to SBS News.
And what a beautiful takeoff, ladies and gentlemen. Mothership Eve will take several minutes to climb altitude and position for the release of Unity 22.
Swashbuckling entrepreneur Richard Branson hurtled into space aboard his own winged rocket ship, beating fellow billionaire Jeff Bezos. The Virgin spaceship Unity was attached to the underside of the dual-fuselage jet VMS Eve, named for Mr. Branson's late mother. With about 500 people watching, including the Branson family, they took off from Spaceport America, a state-owned facility in New Mexico near the aptly named town of Truth or Consequences. Reaching its high-altitude launch point at 14,000 meters, the VSS Unity was released from the mothership and fell away as the crew ignited its rocket, sending it streaking straight upward at supersonic speed to the blackness of space, some 88 kilometers high. The space plane's contrail was clearly visible from the ground as it soared through the upper atmosphere to the cheers of the crowds below. The success of the flight gave 71-year-old Mr. Branson bragging rights in a highly publicized rivalry with fellow billionaire Jeff Bezos, the Amazon online retail mogul who had hoped to fly into space first aboard his own space company rocket. But those hopes were dashed as Mr. Branson's flight beat Mr. Bezos by 9 days. Mr. Bezos sent his congratulations, adding that he can't wait to join the club. Having won this new space race, Richard Branson insisted it wasn't a race at all.
I've said this so many times, it really wasn't a race. We're just delighted that everything went so fantastically well. We wish Jeff the absolute best and the people are going up with him during his flight.
Mr. Branson also received well wishes in person from fellow billionaire and space enthusiast Elon Musk.
It was great this morning to find Elon in my kitchen at 3 o'clock to come to wish us the best. So nice of him to come all this way to wish us well. And had a lovely goodwill message from Jeff as well. And I mean, so many incredible people around the world, and so grateful. And we've been to space, everybody!
Mr. Branson was one of 6 Virgin Galactic employees aboard. He's long touted the mission as a precursor to a new era of space tourism, with the company he founded in 2004 poised to begin commercial operations next year. Sunday's launch marked the company's 22nd test flight of its Spaceship Two system and its 4th crewed mission beyond Earth's atmosphere. It was also the first to carry a full complement of space travelers, 2 pilots, and 4 others. From the edge of space, Richard Branson appealed to his potential future clients.
To all you kids down there, I was once a child with a dream, looking up to the stars. Now, I'm an adult in a spaceship, with lots of other wonderful adults looking down to our beautiful, beautiful Earth. To the next generation of dreamers, if we can do this, just imagine what you can do. Yay!
Talia Corbin, a 13-year-old student in nearby Las Cruces, was among them.
It was really nice. I mean, it was hot, but it was really cool. And I'm happy that we're able to go into space now and discover new things about the galaxy. It makes me really excited because it makes me want to explore these types of sciences and try to create cool projects like this.
Also in the audience was 9-year-old Abriana Lopez.
It was exciting and I am happy to be here. What I like about science is that you can discover more things about other creatures and people and other things.
Upon his return to Earth's surface, Mr. Branson pumped his fists as he stepped out onto the runway and ran towards his family, bear-hugging his wife and children and scooping up his 3 grandchildren in his arms as spectators cheered, jumped into the air, and embraced. Mr. Branson says he wants his grandchildren to be able to live out their dreams like he did.
And having flown to space, I can see even more clearly how Virgin Galactic is the space line for Earth. We're here to make space more accessible to all, and we want to turn the next generation of dreamers into the astronauts of today and tomorrow.
Always an enthusiast, this moment was clearly an emotional one.
It's one of the best feelings of my life. I mean, I've waited nearly 70 years for this, and it's been a dream since I was a little boy building cardboard spaceships. Now to have had this wonderful team create this incredible spaceship and to have gone to space, I'm still pinching myself, still not sure whether I'm going to wake up and realize it was all a dream.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.